Sing with me. Would you say, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures feed us, for our use times prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. That's the beginning of an old hymn called Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. The music for that hymn was written by a young man when he was about 20 years old. His name was William Bradbury. I was looking into that a little bit this week, and he also is the same guy that wrote the music, not the text, but the music for hymns like Just As I Am, Jesus Loves Me, Sweet Hour of Prayer, The Solid Rock. We're not certain who wrote the words to Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us, but most of the time the credit goes to a lady named Dorothy Throop. She wrote a lot of children's hymns, children's songs, and that particular one showed up in a book for children's songs back in the 19th century. What we are pretty certain about is that the inspiration for the text probably came from John 10 or the text that I want you to turn to this morning, Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Just at the mention of that text, everybody kind of gets relaxed a little bit, don't you? It's just a very comforting psalm. It's a psalm that David wrote. He wrote it, we believe, late in his life, after he had suffered through a lot of the same kind of stuff that you and I suffer through. You know, if you've ever been brokenhearted because somebody that you cared about died, well, David had done that before you. You know, have you ever suffered through the problems of having a rebellious child? Probably not many of you, but David sure had. Have you ever felt the pressures of having to choose between something that would be a lot easier to do and something that would be what God would want you to do? Well, David had done that too. Have you ever suffered through the disappointment and really the frustration of having someone falsely accuse you or misunderstand you? Well, David had done that too. Have you ever had to deal with the consequences of your own sin? Yeah, David had been there too. By the time David wrote Psalm 23, he knew what all of that was like. He knew that it was what it was to suffer through the regular but the more unfortunate stuff that we have to deal with in life. And now close to the end of his life, David writes this particular psalm, one that comforts us a great deal, because really what he's saying in that psalm, if I could just kind of characterize or paraphrase the whole thing, he's saying, you know, through all this stuff of life, the Lord has really been good to me. I've been blessed. I think he's saying that he's been like, I know he is saying he's been like a good shepherd to me. Listen to the first few verses one more time with me, would you? I'm perspiring, so I'm rolling up my sleeves. Thank you. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. David knew what a good shepherd does for his sheep. A good shepherd makes sure that his sheep have plenty of good green grass to eat from. He makes sure that he finds water for them that's not moving, that you can't see the movement in it, because if they saw that, they would be scared and they wouldn't drink from it. Good shepherd cares for all of their needs and makes sure that he leads them in the best direction. He leads, he restores, he guides. And he does that day in and day out. That's a daily thing for a good shepherd. So really what David is describing here is that the Lord has been like a good shepherd to him in that he provided for his day-to-day needs. Bingo. All right. And on a higher, more personal level, David is giving us the testimony that the Lord has been like a good shepherd to him. It's David's testimony that the Lord has provided for him day after day after day. It's David's testimony. The testimony of his life that the Lord leads him, that the Lord restores him, that the Lord guides him every day. It's David's testimony that he's really never lacked for anything that he needed. So what's your testimony? I suppose there are some that their lives would give out the testimony that they're bitter about not having something, rather than being grateful for all that they do have. I suppose that there might be some who would talk like everything they have in life, they got it because of their hard work, because of how talented they are and how good they are at what they do, rather than to be quick to give God the credit for the ability to work and for God blessing them with those talents that they have. Those of us who know Jesus as the Lord of our lives don't want our lives to give that kind of testimony. We want to be more like David in acknowledging that we know and we appreciate that God is the one who provides for us on a day-to-day basis, like a good shepherd. He watches over us day after day, doesn't he? Like a good shepherd. He calls us toward the ways that will best care for our lives. He works to restore and to encourage us. He has provided his word in order to guide us in the best choices. Church is supposed to be a house of prayer. I'm going to give you an opportunity this morning just for a few moments to acknowledge your gratitude, to acknowledge that God is the one who provides for you on a daily basis. It may be that if you're here and you need to apologize for taking too much of the credit for what happens to you on a day-to-day basis, then maybe that's what you need to talk to the Lord about. Maybe you just need to tell him how grateful you are that the last breath you just took, you acknowledge he blessed you with it. A lot of you have got good enough health to be here this morning, don't you? I'm thinking most all of you do. There would be something else to thank the Lord for. I'm going to give you a few moments. You spend it in prayer just thanking the Lord that he provides for you day after day. Spend that time in prayer, would you? We are thine, do thou befriend us. Join me. Be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us. Seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Hear, O hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Hear, O hear us when we pray. David's testimony and ours is that the Lord is our shepherd. He provides for us on a day-to-day basis. But he does more than that, doesn't he? Look in Psalm 23 in verses 4 and 5. He says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou dost prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. David is saying that not only does God provide for him in the day-to-day needs that he has, but when he starts talking about the valley of the shadow of death, he's not talking about everyday stuff now. He's talking about those emergency times. He's talking about those times when all of a sudden we find ourselves down in some pit or down in some doctor's office hearing something that we couldn't imagine we would ever hear. Somebody else hears those things. Maybe sometime when we're in a situation that we realize is way beyond our ability to take care of. In those situations when we not only find ourselves at the end of our rope, but it begins to feel like we're losing grip with rope. The emergency times in our life. David's testimony is that even when he finds himself in those troubled times, he doesn't panic. He doesn't act as though he's overwhelmed by the whole thing. He doesn't fear because of what? He knows that God is with him, right? Like a good shepherd who uses his staff in order to protect his sheep from those who would harm them. To use the crook in the staff in order to fish a sheep out that may have fallen into a crevice and to rescue them. Like a good shepherd who anoints the hurts of the sheep with oil. David's testimony is that the Lord heals his hurts as well. Nothing in here says that we won't have to go through the valley of the shadow of death. But what David's testimony is that God will be there with him. He won't do it alone. You know, as I read this and I think about this, it reminds me of another testimony, that of the prophet Isaiah. I don't have this on the screen for you. Let me just read for you out of Isaiah 43. Listen to what God says or told Isaiah. But now thus says the Lord your creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And he goes on to say, do not fear, for I am with you. It's the same thing that David is giving testimony of in Psalm 23. I may go through the valley of the shadow of death, but I'm not going to fear it. I'm not going to be overwhelmed by it because I know that the Lord is like a good shepherd to me. He will come to me and he will protect and he will rescue. I'm going to give you time this morning. In this service that you came to be in the presence of the Lord, why not? What better way to spend time just praying and thanking the Lord that he protects us, he provides for us, even in the emergency times of life. I'm going to give you a few moments just to talk to the Lord about that right now. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, early let us turn to Thee. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, early let us turn to Thee. And then at the very end of this psalm, David says this: surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's talked about how the Lord, being like a shepherd, is taking care of his day-to-day needs, his everyday needs. He's talked about how the Lord, even in the valley of the shadow of death, that the Lord was there with him to take care of his emergency needs. Well, here at the end, he's saying that he has confidence that the Lord's going to take care of his eternal needs as well. That same goodness that God has shown him day after day after day, that same loving kindness that God has shown to him day after day after day, David is confident that throughout eternity, that same goodness and loving kindness is going to be there with him. In just a few moments, I'm going to give you a time to talk to the Lord about your confidence that he's going to take care of your eternal needs as well. Many of you are going to spend this time thanking him for that confidence. There may be some of you who aren't so sure that your eternity is secure. If that describes you, then you need to know that God doesn't want it to be that way. That's why he sent Jesus to die on the cross for your sins, and that's why, by God's power, he raised him from that grave. Once again, God was providing for us. He was providing you with the only way to have forgiveness for your sins. He was providing you the opportunity this morning to put your faith in Jesus Christ. He was providing for your eternal needs. It's a gift that God offers, but it's one that you'll never have until you receive it by making Jesus Christ the Master, the Savior of your life. In these moments of prayer, let's spend some time thanking the Lord for providing for our eternal needs. And just as confident and certain that we are that he provides for our everyday needs, and just as certain and confident that we are that he provides in our emergency, then we should have that same confidence and assurance he'll provide for our eternity. But it could be, if you lack that security, now would be a good time to pray for God's forgiveness. Now would be a good time to know that Jesus died on the cross for you. Now would be a good time to make him your Savior as well. Let's spend some time in prayer. Early let us seek thy favor, early let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosoms fill. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Now, what I've told you this morning, you knew these things, right? You're comforted by Psalm 23 because you know that it's true, right? You know that God provides for every need that you have on a daily basis, right? You know that God provides for those moments that surprise you, that you did not plan on, you did not anticipate. They are beyond your ability to take care of, those emergency times. You know in your heart that God is going to take care of you in those times as well, right? Because you know that God has secured for you an eternity, right? The world needs to see a testimony of that kind of confidence. Why do we get so overwrought and overwhelmed? Because we had a flat tire and we're late getting where we want to go. Why do we let those things rattle us so much? I want to encourage you, wherever you are, whatever happens to you, to regain that same confidence you have this morning, that whatever it is, whenever it is, God is going to provide for you. Amen? Amen. Let's bow together.